So Matt, we asked you to comment on a couple ASCO papers related to bevacizumab. Alan was commenting on the bloodiness of the tumor and also the ongoing study that I believe you're running from the CALGB looking at bevacizumab.
So bevacizumab is clearly a drug of great interest in neuroendocrine tumors. We know, as we've discussed, that sunitinib is active in pancreatic neuroendocrine tumors. And amazingly enough, there has been no big, to date, randomized study looking at bevacizumab in pancreatic neuroendocrine tumors. An ongoing study right now in carcinoid tumors is comparing bevacizumab to alpha interferon. There were two abstracts at ASCO. Both were phase two studies related to the BETTER study. One group in this study had pancreatic neuroendocrine tumors. 34 patients were treated with streptozocin, 5-FU, and bevacizumab. And there were some pretty encouraging results. Progression-free survival there was 23.7 months. Just as a reference, in the randomized studies of everolimus and sunitinib, PFS was about 11 months. So that's clearly better. And there was a high response rate, over 50%. A related abstract looked at carcinoid patients treated with capecitabine and bevacizumab. 49 patients were treated, and here again, there was an encouraging progression-free survival duration of about 23 months, and even some responses, 18%, which you don't often see in carcinoid patients treated with systemic therapies. In terms of what this really tells us, I'm not sure. In pancreatic neuroendocrine tumors, we know that streptozocin is active, and whether bevacizumab really contributed here is very hard to say. Similarly, in carcinoid, was the activity there really related to the bevacizumab? Was it related to the capecitabine? We don't know. So at least for pancreatic neuroendocrine tumors, the ongoing study that you mentioned, CLGB-80701, will try to address the question of just how much bevacizumab might be contributing in pancreatic neuroendocrine tumors. That's a study in which patients with advanced pancreatic neuroendocrine tumors are being randomized to receive either everolimus or the combination of everolimus and bevacizumab.